has gone into this, but I have some extensive comments, that I'd like to make, to thank the public works staff and everybody else that's been involved in this, the RTC and the numerous elected officials. We've been talking about this for years. It's certainly one of the most complex and debatable issues we've had with, and since I've been on the board for the last 11 years. I just want to make a clear, I support every one of the four major studies to examine the use of the rail corridor, the scope feasibility of passenger service and rail service, and determine the best approach to take on this. At each decision point, I've summarized my concerns over the accuracy of the cost, and that's not to criticize anybody, but we've seen how costs have increased substantially in other rail-related projects throughout the state. The ridership data that we're receiving, as well as the real impacts on the Highway 1, congestion. I've expressed my issues also with the South County segments of this corridor not receiving the same kind of attention as other segments have up to now. And I've repeatedly supported the preservation of building and operating a passenger rail service when and if we can afford to build it, and whether it will make a significant difference in our community. But I really do care, and I think we all do care about what it will cost and how those costs might negatively affect other essential transportation infrastructure. The concept report due in December will answer many of these questions. And I know we're talking about, let's don't put this off. And I know there's some deadlines that you've mentioned here, and the data will not be up for debate until this has been after the prior studies were published from those. But I look forward to the information in the concept report, because the decision we make today must be informed by the facts and not the wishful thinking that many of us we've been hearing about for over the years. And regarding the item before us today, I support most of the staff recommendations, or I should say a few of the staff recommendations, but I have concerns about the recommendation regarding the strategy to fund the $28 million shortfall. I also have deep reservations about the environmental impacts of the options before us. And again, this is not any criticism of the studies that have been done. We are being asked to lead, as the lead agencies, to use our best judgment regarding the accurately. So I'm going to summarize several points made in the staff report. The board is being asked to approve the Ultimate Trail Project, a request that the RTC backfill the $28 million budget shortfall. That's number one. We must make this request to the RTC because the county staff want to get an allocation of its active transportation program grant from the California Transportation Commission. And in order to do that, the county is required to sign a baseline agreement with Caltrans. The baseline agreement with Caltrans requires that the county document the project cost, schedule, scope of benefits, plus certify that the project is fully funded and the money is committed to the project, which in turn really requires that the Regional Transportation Commission agree to use at least 40% of its Measure D active transportation fund to backfill the $28 million of additional funding needed to build the Ultimate Trail in segments 10 and 11. The consequence of that action would be to lower the amount of Measure D active transportation funds available by 40% to build additional future segments, especially in the South County, and possibly compromise the necessary repairs and maintenance along the rail corridor that need to be addressed. In the meantime, there are several steps in progress that will provide additional information and resources that could alter the decisions the board and the RTC make regarding commitments for the Measure D active transportation funds. The most significant funds or steps, I should say, in progress that I saw listed in the staff report are county staff want to work with RTC staff to do a value engineering to try to lower the budget shortfall. I think we can all agree on that. A federal raise grant decision for, I think it's up to $20 million in June, could change the funding strategy. a number of options to eliminate the cost of track relocation that are under discussion with Roaring Camp would provide an alternative approach to using the existing ATP grants to build this trail. We can use now without compromising the future of passenger rail or seriously impacting the Measure D Active Transportation Fund for future projects. Environmental mitigation reports and permits needed will take quite a bit of time, certainly many months. The board could approve all staff recommendations made today, so those would proceed without deciding the funding strategy now. Last but not least, and I'm finally there, the passenger rail concept report is due in December, which identifies the true feasibility and cost impacts of building and operating passenger rail, as well as providing a better data on ridership, congestion mitigation, impacts on Highway 1, and the travel time between Watsonville and Santa Cruz, which currently is estimated on the rail to be at 45 minutes, the same as bus on shoulder express service that's been mentioned in other meetings. In other words, the concept report gives the community an accurate assessment of the feasibility, which means we can preserve the option to building passenger rail. But I don't think we can afford to do it right now, which in turn it would alter our strategies on what we build now and what we choose to fund in the completed projects. So given all of the steps still in process to be resolved, should the board consider approving the staff recommendations to keep the planning process going, but defer the decision on funding asks of the RTC until the issues I mentioned are resolved, each of which could really change the funding conversation. I understand that a delay in funding requests to the RTC would delay the county asking for an allocation of its ATP grant from the California Transportation Commission in June, but maybe that's acceptable given that without a little more time to resolve the issues that are in progress, issues could drastically change the project at what we're going to decide to build or not build and how we fund it to completion. So I think you've answered this in part, but the staff, could you help the board understand why we shouldn't approve all of the staff recommendations except the funding request to the RTC so the progress can continue?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Absolutely. So I think the most important piece is, well, there's two pieces here. The first is that we're scheduled to go to the CTC to allocate for final design and right-of-way funding in June. So if we don't make that deadline, we have to request an extension of the CTC, which is not ideal, especially given that the target on this project for the amount of money that they've given us. We want to give the CTC every indication that we're going to deliver on this project successfully. But more critically, the project final design and right-of-way are funded with state-only funds, which have an expiration of the summer of 2026. So if we pause our allocation for final design and right-of-way, that gives us less time to complete those two phases. And particularly on the right-of-way side, that can take a long time. And so I would highly recommend against that. And just to clarify something too, because I think what we're asking for today is a recommendation to go to the RTC to ask them to fully fund the project. We're not saying that all of that money has to come from Measure D. That's why we outlined all those different alternatives here. I think we would absolutely continue to seek additional grant funding. We would be working with the RTC to do that, like we have done with the federal RAISE grant, and we'd be looking to save costs for the project. So while we're saying, you know, fully fund the project, we're not saying that all that money is coming out of Measure D right now.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Hernandez.